We are recording.
And we'll call this meeting of the Leon County Research and Development Authority of the Development Review Committee to order. Introduction of guests. Let's just go around the room and just have everyone introduce themselves, members as well. Go ahead.
Greg Harden, City of Tallahassee.
Cheryl McCall, DEP.
Peggy Bilby, LCRDA.
Mary Jo Spector, FSU.
Sean Mitchell, FSU Facilities Design.
Paul Davidson, David Melvin Engineering.
Kim Ball, FSU.
Carson Mitchell, DEP.
Ron Miller, Executive Director of Leon County Research and Development Authority. Any modifications to the agenda for anyone? Any public comment? Seeing none, approval of minutes from October 17th of 2014. Everybody have a chance to take a look at that. I think the only one that was here was Cheryl. any changes?
No.
Okay. Have a motion to approve? Seconded?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimously, 4-0. Okay. The main item on our agenda today is the Mag Labs short stay facility. Mary Jo Spector is here to make a presentation. This is their request to approve a project to create a short stay facility for Mag Lab users and others in the park staying 1 week or less. They're providing a small scale hotel, and she'll get into more of those details. It's going to be located on the north side of the Mag Lab facing the lake. This basically directly opposite over here. And we'll have a short presentation from Mary Jo. Let me cue that up.
Put that as in a PowerPoint, right, guys?
That's right. And we like pictures.
We love pictures. I love pictures. I mean, I can't describe things on the phone to people. I have pictures in front of me. I'm an architect. I just want to talk a little bit about it and why we're doing this and how it came about. And you may wonder why I've got a picture of Alumni Village up there, because it was torn down 2 years ago. But in Alumni Village, the Mag Lab had maintained several apartments. And they had those apartments for a number of years. They were intended for folks that were coming to use the facilities there and who wanted to be in close proximity to their work. These are people that have magnet time at the facility, and sometimes they're working overnight. I mean, most of the magnets at the Mag Lab are largely being run at night to take advantage of the electricity, etc. And so when Alumni Village was torn down, we heard a lot of whining and complaining, and we said, well, why aren't they using the hotels? There's plenty of hotels. And they're like, oh. And so after a lot of consternation, we brought in a group, Brassfield and Dunleavy, who does all of our studies and assessments for our residence halls at FSU. And so they did a very detailed assessment for us and determination of need. Is there really a need for this type of facility out here? And if so, who are the people at FSU, at least, that might be using this? How long are they staying? How much are they willing to pay? And so it was a really detailed assessment. And they came to the conclusion, this was about a year ago, we wrapped up the study, that we needed about space for 12 people. 90% of the use they're anticipating will be Mag Lab users, but there's some other periphery folks in CAFS at the engineering school who may want to come and stay and use other facilities and take advantage of that. But by and large, it's the Mag Lab. So we, you know, the Office of Research, they had hoped to get this funded through NSF and realized that that wasn't going to happen. So they kicked in $1 million and said, let's go for it. You guys have shown that you have a need and do this. And so that was the starting point. And I am using in-house design people. Sean Mitchell has done most of the work on the project. Paul Davison has been doing the civil, and their firm is doing the structural engineering as well. This is where we're going to place it. And you'll see by the scale of these little orange rectangles, it's not very big relative to the rest of the facilities out here. And it's tucked away. We wanted to have it connected for security reasons. You know, if there's two females staying at the facility and nobody else is there, we want it directly connected to the interior of the facility, so there isn't a security issue. If we were to, we talked about placing it out in the woods somewhere. We even had talked about at one point about putting it on this corner across the street, and determined that this would be the best place for it. We mentioned the square footage already. It's going to be two stories in height. It's to house users who are primarily working at the lag lab, but it will be opened up to other users in the FSU family that are out in the Southwest campus. Our initial cost estimates were a little optimistic that we could get this all done for $1 million, and so now our current cost, that's why there was a delay. I know we were put on the agenda for a while, but we had some concerns, but we got the additional monies to do this project. So at the current time, this is where we're going to be placing it. Does everybody realize where that is? It's kind of like Ron said, directly across the pond.
I think that black line kind of runs just to, you know, one side of the
about where you are. Yeah. So look across there, and maybe you'll see it through the trees. And I'll get to the trees in a minute.
And I'll point out that it fits nicely with what we have planned for a trail around the pond. So that, I think, well, that would be a nice amenity for folks staying there as well.
While we're still on the sheet, I want to point out Ron was concerned about the impervious area calculation, and I sent that material to him yesterday. I don't know if he's had a chance to distribute it.
Yeah.
But basically, the calculation is all of that yellow diagonal site was used as the total square footage for the maglab property, even though we know we own this and this property as well. We considered that only in the calculation, and then included the buildings, the sidewalks, and any additional paving, and we're up almost to 40%. So I think that's on, I believe that's under the 50% threshold. So there's still room to build a little bit more out there, and Maglab certainly has some big plans for doing some bigger magnets in the future. So
yeah, we had some
you'll
challenges.
See me again.
We had challenges. There was never really a good historical record of what had been done in the past.
Yeah.
And the last edition they did, I'm not sure the DRC really looked at that
this one.
As they should have.
We did a little one up front.
Yeah, that one
but
was
But that was a net, there was no net gain in impervious
right.
area. So.
But the one over
this
by
one.
NMR, yeah, that one.
The NMR wing.
Yeah, that the addition to that in 2011, they only looked at the capacity of the stormwater pond, and that didn't really get into the CNR and the PUD requirements, which is based on the acreage. So, but the good news is we're still under. So.
Yeah. And now we have a current number, so going forward, hopefully we'll all remember where we kept this calculation. I mean, the good news is we have a good GIS database and a person that operates that at the university now, and so she did this calculation in less than an hour.
Yeah, I think another thing that would be helpful in the future is getting that reporting to growth management so that they can keep their stormwater records up to date.
Okay.
Because typically, my understanding is what they would do is they would update those records based on permitting. And
right.
Since FSU doesn't have to have that, that information never
makes it
there. So, but it would be helpful because since we're responsible for maintaining the stormwater pond, and then you have other future development that's dependent on that, those records really need to be updated.
Okay. Is that something we need to do?
Yes.
Greg?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we'll make sure, Paul, if we can make sure we get that.
And who's that right
through? Let's get it to Jimmy Lee.
Jimmy Lee.
Since Jimmy's familiar with it. The innovation part.
Yeah, he's the one I've been talking to. Yeah.
And he just needs this impervious area calculation for the records.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And I did forward this to him.
Okay.
And probably an as-built update would be great also. Let's get to that.
Okay.
There is no new parking.
I want to point out there is no additional parking. One thing, I mean, part of the reason these people like to stay here is a lot of them are graduate students. People under 25 can't rent a car. They don't have a lot of money. And so they want to be close. They want to be, and yeah, Uber's made a big difference, but at the same time, in the middle of the night, if they want a pizza, they'll order it. But that is the main purpose. There'll probably be some faculty, some staff members that are staying there. They might rent a car, but in fact, we didn't anticipate a lot of need for additional parking.
In reality, those folks would be parking in the existing facilities anyway, right?
Correct, that's, if they have them.
They're just going to be staying longer.
Yeah. So, just going to go to the next. Any questions about this?
Any FTE here? Anybody who's going to be there all the time to supervise the facility?
No, you're using existing staff. So they've got somebody that used to manage their facility at Alumni Village, and that woman will be responsible making sure the beds are made and the linen's cleaned and the et cetera. So, and she said, I'll be out there in the middle of the night if I have to be there, unfortunately. Okay, I'm going to move on. These are the floor plans. Like I said, there are two stories. We have a total of 4 single-bedded rooms and 4 double-bedded rooms. On the first floor, it's not the connection, but it's in that crux of that L that's kind of off the lobby. So you'll enter the main MagLab lobby.
Did this get moved? Is this moved from what we had on the original plan?
No.
Okay.
This is where it was.
Okay.
Come in the main lobby. They're going to put a check-in kiosk in the existing building, and then this connecting corridor, which will be a secure corridor. Regular MagLab personnel will be able to enter there without the proper card. We're dropping it down to, what, about a foot and a half, 2 feet? So that it better meets grade down there. We're hoping to build a nice patio as an amenity for the MagLab users, but right now we've got some budgetary challenges, and I don't know whether we're going to be able to implement this at this time.
I guess that's where I'm confused, is what that was, and I thought, didn't realize that was the patio. Okay.
This is a patio, so there's an entrance, there's a way for people from the MagLab to get out there, and it steps down in several steps. So the first floor of the facility, there's 2 basically ADA accessible single bedded rooms and kind of this kitchen, dining, living, common room with a linen closet, housekeeping closet, and basically a self-service laundry with a couple of machines in here. These folks generally don't stay more than a week, but they might. Sometimes don't bring a lot of clothing with them, and so we kind of felt like we needed to have laundry facilities there. And the second floor is given over to all bedrooms. So we've got 4 of the 2-bedded rooms and 2 single rooms on the upper floor. All of the rooms have their own bathing, toilet room facilities. It's really a little bed and breakfast, mini hotel. This is really what the MagLab feels like they need and wants.
And that was supported by the study that you guys did, basically.
Correct.
Was...
The numbers were supported by the study. They did a very detailed pro forma that I updated for them, and so it shows, you know, to stay in the black, you're going to have to charge at least this much per bed, per room, and make sure that your charges and expenses stay under a certain amount. And so they're hoping, you know, this thing is completely self-sufficient from year one on, basically. So any questions about the floor plans? We're going to have to take, we're preserving this one tree here. We're going to have to take down one tree in the center of the site. I'm not quite sure what it is, but Paul, you don't know what that type, the tree
it's
is.
It's some sort of oak tree, I believe.
Yeah. And that's, you know, we're trying to work with grade as far as that's concerned and staying out of the 25-foot setback you ask about.
Does FSU grounds
I'm sorry?
Does FSU grounds maintain that area?
They do.
Yeah.
Just make sure that when you take that tree down, that you get them to sign off on that tree removal form.
Okay.
It records it in their mapping process. I suspect they'll be okay. But
yeah.
You may have to
discuss
with them.
Yeah. We brought a couple of nice perspectives that Sean is responsible for. This has really been helpful in showing the users what this thing is going to really need. There's a couple things that are going to change slightly, but for all intents and purposes, this is what you would see on the backside. And it's, like I said, largely you're not going to see anything from the road. The only way you would see this thing is if you went on the backside or looked across the lake, but we're trying, you know, preserving that whole tree bed down by the lake there. So, and this stays well within that driveway that goes all around the perimeter of the MagLab facility. So the aesthetics of the exterior are basically in keeping with kind of that MagLab aesthetic, fairly contemporary. Not the stucco, but metal siding we're gonna go with. Panels, some panelized products, a lot like you see on the front there in that Millie Kelvin edition.
It's going to be that color?
We haven't made a final decision on colors yet. That the silver.
Yeah, whether it's silver and that's.
Yeah, this is a little bronze. We haven't made the final decision on the colors yet, Ron.
I actually kind of like that.
Yeah. That's probably one of the next things that we
have. Is it going to be either something like that or more like the front of the MagLab? Is that the decision or is it?
It's going to be a mix of these horizontal larger panels with the reveals in them.
But in terms of the color, is it going to be?
The color is going to be, we're going to use that silver, definitely use that silver. Mm-hmm. And we want some other complementary color.
Yeah.
Okay.
Almost like a gunmetal maybe is my preference, but we'll see.
Yeah, we haven't quite figured that out yet. Is that something you need to see at some point?
I mean, technically, yes. We're supposed to
okay.
sign off on that. Yes.
Okay. We'll make sure. Just not garish colors.
If it's, yeah, I mean, if it's, I think if it, the basic standard is that it needs to be consistent with the other parts of the building.
Yeah.
Okay, that it's attached to. And I think the basic style looks okay to me. In terms of color, I don't know what the thoughts of the rest of the committee are.
Well, I mean, I don't really have any concerns about it, but help me a second. Is there stucco or no?
No.
Okay.
There is no stucco.
So the building itself is a combination of stucco, which is that which you see on
the right.
The
existing building, yeah. In that particular corner is all stucco.
But I think on the sides and in the front, there are various uses of this metal
panel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that lighter piece on the second floor that's jutting out toward us, that's metal clad as well. No. In the new building. In the other drawing that has the lighter second floor.
Yeah, this is
that,
all metal.
That's
all
metal.
Yeah, this is a vertical configuration, and this is a horizontal. Mm-hmm. Just something mm-hmm. that breaks up the elevation a little bit. And metal roof.
But you're not going to go with flamingo pink. Or...
and we're probably not going to go with garnet and gold.
Okay.
The MagLab interior, they're funny, they got what they refer to as Carolina blue painted. A lot of the rooms are this Carolina blue. I think you can all picture that. And that's what's showing up in some of the stripes and around the perimeter, but for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll have blue on this facility. But
I guess, you know, maybe I'm trying to avoid having to have another meeting to approve the color.
Colors?
If there's a color range we can approve, basically a neutral earth tone. Or either something consistent with the existing building, or something that's in more of a neutral, whatever the appropriate architectural term is for. Any thoughts on that from the committee?
What were you thinking that you were trying to complement the existing building or contrast?
Complement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously. Yeah, I mean, we're picking up some of the metal panels that's out
but
on the
so
front.
You're really thinking more in the grays and
correct.
The silvers.
Correct.
Yeah.
And not the warm tones.
Right.
Probably
so,
not. Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, that's what they're currently got all cool colors on their palette.
I think I could support a decision that gave us cool tone panels. They're going to have some difficulty matching exactly anyway. I suspect the existing panels don't exist anymore.
Well, they actually, we didn't have any trouble matching on Millie Calvin.
Didn't
we?
You didn't? We had a significant amount of trouble at the College of Engineering trying to come up with something that was in the right range. But I think...
the fact that it isn't up against that front means that you're never going to be able to tell anyhow. So...
And it's tucked in the back, kind of in, a protected area. I just don't think you're really going to evaluate it so much next to the building. You know, your views here are really not showing the existing building other than looking at from that one direction.
Yeah. So how do you want to describe that then for the approval? Cool tone panels...
Metallics and...
Metallics complementary to the rest of the entire facility.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fair enough. And we'll make sure you get at least a copy of the final color selections, Ron.
Okay.
So that's kind of showing it with the patio, if we were able to do that, what it's going to look like. Any other questions about
you're not this? Having to ramp to that patio from anywhere? How are you getting
you can
to
actually
it?
Get to it via the secure corridor.
Can you get to it also from the maglab entrance on
you
the
you can get
side?
To the upper level. Yeah.
But you can't get to the lower level. How do you get to the lower level?
You would have to step down.
You have to step down.
You said the patio, you're not going to build it initially, or?
Currently, we can't afford to, but we have not bid this project out completely yet. And so when the bidding comes in, we'll have to evaluate whether we think we can get it within the budget.
But you're asking us to go ahead and approve the patio?
Let's assume that it gets done, even if it doesn't get done with this building. I know Greg Boettinger really wants to add this, so
I think that's a nice, really.
It's
nice
a
feature.
Nice, if you haven't been by the maglab, they lost one of their big trees out front. It fell down a month or two ago, and so I thought, well, this is an opportunity to put a nice patio out front. But they found a plant of trees.
Yeah, and I know they've talked in the past about wanting areas for food and for people to gather and all that. I think that's nice, especially if somebody's staying there. They're going to want someplace to hang out outside at that point. So that's nice.
Well, I think it does a really great job of linking the two buildings together, too. You know, it's definitely an amenity.
Yeah, it will be. And that was the intent, is if we are doing this thing for these users, let's do something for the maglab staff as well. And it's not big and generous, but it's just half a dozen tables where you can sit outside on the north side where it's a shade most of the year and eat lunch or drink coffee or whatever would be nice. So we're trying really hard to fit that in as part of the project.
So that's an entrance from the outside to the patio, right?
Set of doors, yeah.
Okay. But from the ground level, you can get there too?
From the ramp that goes down to the user facility, there is a door that goes
outside.
And just
right there on the sidewalk?
This sidewalk, theoretically, goes off to that
street.
Yeah. The street and the walkway that there. That was the other thing, is if you're going to add this path around the lake, it'd sure be nice to have a nice connection for the maglab users to be able to get to the path too. And so that's what I envision, this path that goes down to the walkway around the lake.
So anybody that's impaired can use the upper deck from the inside and the lower deck from the outside?
Theoretically. Now, we haven't worked I don't know if that works out because we've got about a 6-foot drop off down to the lake, and so I don't know that that would work necessarily from an ABA standpoint, but we can look at that.
Okay, thank you.
What about exterior lighting? Are you adding any? Is there lighting existing?
We didn't add.
Do you have any fixtures at the doorway or anything like that?
Not at this point. I mean, it's definitely something that we can
talk about.
Yeah,
I mean, most of the, obviously the Maglot stuff is largely an 8-to-5 operation. The users will be there beyond that point, but I'm not sure how much use this patio would be in the darkest hours.
Especially security concerns.
Yeah.
Well, but adding the light improves the security too.
Yeah, it does.
Whether you're actually standing out there using it or sitting out there using it,
The
light does improve the security.
Okay. We'll look at it. Okay. Anything else? Questions? Even though you don't need to see the interior, I can't help but show these off. The interior is kind of in keeping with that Maglab aesthetics. We're going to have some exposed structure, fairly somewhat industrial with some warm tones and wood. Obviously, that's looking at the stair that goes up to the second floor. Kitchen area. This is looking at the living area and beyond. So it's a place where these people can sit and talk, make coffee, make dinner if they want to. Full kitchen, the refrigerator, sink, stove. And that's what it would look like kind of from that lake path. Looking up without, showing any of the landscape improvements. There is one utility room in the facility, so there'll be a door from the exterior. That's how the Maglab wants it. They don't want it to go inside to service a hot water heater or the air handling units. And so that's the tree we intend to keep, and then there's one other tree where the facility is going. That's it. Any questions?
I have one question. What is going to be the criteria for the room rentaler? Who decides who rents and, when someone else from the outside will be able to rent?
Basically, it will be open to anyone who's going to be a user of an FSU facility. So nobody, because in order to get in, you're going to have an FSU card that shows as an outside vendor. And so they're cautiously optimistic they're going to have this thing fully rented to the Maglab users. Not the only time their numbers go down is they do a service shutdown in November and December, and so the facilities are largely, they're doing their year-end maintenance and all that sort of thing right now, and so that's about the only time they anticipate that it would be open to other users. But they still have, the NMR is still open at that time, some of the facilities, but the high-end magnets are shut down.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I heard from Gary that they would consider opening it up to others, but it would be prioritized to the Maglab users.
Yeah, and so the FSU research community. So if somebody's coming to the engineering school to work in a unit or something over there, or a visiting professor for something.
I thought he said something about Dan Foss potentially, or...
If he did, I don't know about that, because it would be difficult for the Maglab to manage for outside folks.
Yeah. And I don't think that's a high priority in this situation. Yeah. I think, first of all, Dan Foss folks are used to a higher standard than this.
Yes.
And I think there are also, there's future consideration with the upgrades to the golf course that There could be a hotel going in at some point. It's all speculation at this point, but and then there's some other, I don't know if you guys are following the Gateway Project. I'm sure you probably are, but the Gateway Project is looking at bringing a road through Alumni Village and connecting it up to Stuckey. I don't know if you've seen that, but and that's going to change the whole dynamic of all the things that are possible out here. So,
if that occurs,
yeah. Well, that's all speculative.
So one comment that I would like to make from the state land standpoint is it's essential that it has a public purpose, that it meets the purpose of that, and renting it to outside people wouldn't work if this was in one of the lease areas.
Yeah.
So I just want to draw some caution there.
Yeah,
we couldn't approve that.
I don't think Gary had any. Yeah. What originally it was just going to be for the MagLab users, and then when it went to 1.5 million, he said, "You need to open this." Part of the agreement is to open it up to CAFS research, anybody in Research Foundation, ANB, AME, MRB, or anyone that's in. The other
and when I was suggesting open it up, I'm not suggesting to the general public. I was saying other potential research park folks that are by definition, you know, the fact that they're here, you know, they're part of that public purpose. So,
yeah.
But it sounds like that's not.
I think it would be difficult to manage any people that are non-FSU.
Mm-hmm. What about FAMU though? Because when you get into the College of Engineering,
right.
That
I don't think there's going to be a problem with that. They're in the process. I know Gary's working some agreements, for them to also be using some, because we originally were not allowing them to use any of our buildings on this
right.
side. But they're working on some agreements to make that easier. Yeah.
Anything else, Cheryl? Does answer your question? Okay. Does anyone else have any questions? Any concerns about the checklist that I gave you? That was my review of the plans and my attempt to make sure we checked all the boxes. And if you disagree with my interpretation of that, please let me know. And if there are no more questions, is there a motion to approve?
Anyone? To approve with the conditions as noted.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? None. Passes 4-0.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Is there any new business? Seeing none, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, as I mentioned, we made